Tonight, the New York Knicks and the Toronto Raptors are resuming their NBA playoff series. The Knicks lead 2-1, despite controversy surrounding the team. Remarks by guard Charlie Ward that many considered anti-Semitic have generated a barrage of media commentary. As NPR's Tom Goldman reports, the incident proves once again that we react as much to what athletes say as to what they do in competition.
In his 7 years in the National Basketball Association, Charlie Ward has been known as a quiet, hardworking team player. 10 days ago, a New York Times article exploring the personality of the New York Knicks revealed Ward's devoutly Christian beliefs include the following, quote, "Jews are stubborn. There are Christians getting persecuted by Jews every day." And referring to what he called Jewish persecution of Jesus, Ward said, "They had his blood on their hands." As soon as the words were printed, Ward was engulfed by a media firestorm.
Off the court, the ongoing controversy over the religious convictions of Allen Houston and Charlie Ward was a major issue. Ward's comments were rebuked by the commissioner, followed by an apology by the Knicks' backup point guard.
The Anti-Defamation League accepted Ward's apology. Still, sports reporters wrote about religious hatred, religion reporters explored the history of Jews and Christ, and New York fans booed Charlie Ward on his home court. Although smaller in scope, the reaction rekindled not too distant memories of Atlanta Braves pitcher John Rocker. His inflammatory words about race and ethnic groups prompted both private debate and public discussion, like this one last year on CNN's TalkBack Live.
Let me go to Raphael in the audience, who's from Flushing, New York, a homeboy. What's going on up there?
The most proper solution to this situation would be for John Rocker to get up after the national anthem, take the microphone, stand up in Shea Stadium, and make a public apology to the people of New York.
It's fine to condemn it and everything, but we go over the top. Completely over the top.
Social critic Mark Judge says all the hand-wringing is a sign of a sick culture. Judge is a conservative gadfly and author. He says the moral outrage over an athlete's words is part of a 60s hangover that's ultimately misguided.
You get kind of this Barbara Streisand, Rosie O'Donnell thing where we must have absolute, you know, totalitarian condemnation of everybody who says something stupid. And, oh yeah, there's a million abortions a year and we have a bunch of kids living in poverty. You know, we should be sickened by stuff like that. And instead, we get John Rocker for 3 weeks.
Which isn't necessarily bad, some say, if people can move beyond the athlete's remarks and achieve a deeper understanding of difficult issues. But in a nation obsessed with celebrity, the tendency is to fixate on the offending words. It's hard to trace exactly when society started caring so much about attitudes and beliefs away from the playing field. Veteran New York Times sports columnist Dave Anderson thinks 1947 was a watershed. That was the year Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball.
Until Robinson came along, you never saw much sociology in sports. It was hits, runs, errors, baskets, goals, whatever you wanted to talk, touchdowns.
One of Robinson's great attributes, says Anderson, was his willingness to say inflammatory things, knowing they would be reported. Athletes quieted down, as the nation did, in the 1950s, but then, of course, there was the explosion of expression in the 60s, captured most vividly in the sports world by Muhammad Ali. Not only did athletes become more outspoken, but some sports journalists were more interested in drawing them out. Dave Kindred is a columnist with the Sporting News.
There was a clash of cultures even in sports journalism where the old-timers resented the young guys, called them chipmunks because they were always asking impertinent questions and asking them in impertinent ways.
Kindred says he was one of the young breed.
Those chipmunks, and I'd include myself in those in the 60s and 70s, are people who were looking to explain what drove athletes to be who they are. And I have no problem with that. I just have a great problem in saying that because he can throw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, I want to know his theories on race in America.
Writer Gay Talese, however, is happy to make that connection. Talese has written some of the most penetrating profiles of athletes over the past 50 years. He believes we should acknowledge what athletes say because of the honesty of their endeavors. They perform publicly, their failures are seen by all. They are ultimately, he says, accountable.
I pay as much attention to them as I would
to members of the Municipal Board of New York or the people in the White House.
In an effort to appease his critics, Charlie Ward reportedly has begun speaking with a rabbi. The booing has ended for now, and Ward might be tempted to retreat into public silence or the safe haven of athletic cliche. Giving 100% and not being able to do it without my teammates may make reporters roll their eyes, but for Ward and a growing number of athletes, that may be preferable to the risk of revealing their true selves. Tom Goldman, NPR News.